This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Another route in global markets, but will it last? This is the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. A dramatic late-session sell-off on Wall Street wiped out all of this year's gains for the Dow and S&P 500, and that pressure spilled into Asia. But in Europe, shares are calmer. So what's causing the latest volatility? Tom Stevenson is Investment Director at Fidelity International.
There have been a number of things brewing for some time which have given investors reason to worry about the market. First of all, we had some disappointing growth figures from China last week. Growth in China is a key driver of the global economy, so that's worried investors. And more particularly this week, we've had some rather disappointing earnings figures from some key sort of economic bellwether stocks in America, Caterpillar and 3M in particular. With all these things to worry about, tightening US monetary policy, global growth fears, rising oil price, geopolitical risks, what's been underpinning the market has been very strong earnings growth. And the feeling that maybe the rate of earnings growth is going to decline from here on is really what spooked the market.
Now, at this hour, Europe is pretty mixed. You've got Spain, France and Italy bucking that global trend. And it's still very early, but US stock futures are slightly higher. So what do you make of that?
Very often, this is what happens in markets. You get a very heavy fall and then you get a bit of a rebound. I think that investors are beginning to look at the scale of the rout in October. Many markets are down more than 10% now, and they're beginning to look at valuations, which are not that demanding, the health of the US economy, which actually remains in pretty good shape. And I think the sort of contrarians among investors are beginning to say, I wonder if there's some opportunities now. At the end of a pretty long bull market, you very often get much more volatile markets.
Tom Stevenson, well, let's do those numbers. The broad Eurostoxx 600 is higher along with other main European indices. London's FTSE 100 is flat. In Asia, Japan's Nikkei dropped 3.7%, while Tokyo's Topix shed 3%. As investors step back into riskier assets this morning, gold is down about 0.5%. Now, it's one of the biggest corruption scandals in the world. 1MDB was a Malaysian state fund set up in 2009, and U.S. investigators say a total of $4.5 billion was stolen from it. Malaysia's former Prime Minister Najib Razak has appeared in court to face charges involving more than $1.5 billion worth of those funds. He's pleaded not guilty. The BBC's Jonathan Head reports.
Malaysian investigators are steadily working their way through the many layers of the 1MDB financial scandal, now filing a third set of charges against former Prime Minister Najib Razak. Mr. Najib appeared at court in Kuala Lumpur with the former Secretary General of the Treasury, who was also chairman of 1MDB, to hear six charges of criminal breach of trust relating to around $1.5 billion of government funds, which were allegedly diverted to pay off some of 1MDB's debts.
Jonathan Head. A Chinese company called Landspace plans to become the country's first private company to launch a satellite into orbit later this year, and it's taking advantage of technology developed by the mobile phone industry. The BBC's Russell Padmore reports.
210. Ignition. Liftoff.
The private company SpaceX launching its Falcon rocket in May. And later this year, a Chinese company, Landspace, plans to become the first private firm in the country to launch a satellite. Dr. David Whitehouse, an astronomer and author, says the communications industry is developing smaller satellites that work in groups, a technology that China wants to exploit.
You can do things with smartphone-sized satellites that you could only have done with large satellites before, or indeed not even have done with any satellite previously. China has this private company which is building its own medium-sized rocket to launch these type of satellites.
China's Long March rockets, which are currently used to launch satellites into orbit, are impressive. and the Chinese scientists have designed and built them without access to existing American technology. The United States has refused to share its aerospace expertise because China's space program is led by the military. Much to the regret of Wu Weizhen, the chief designer of China's Mission to Mars project.
We would welcome cooperation with the U.S. We have urged the U.S. many times to get rid of the restrictions to enable scientists from both countries to work together on exploration.
Industry insiders have major doubts about the independence of the Chinese company Landspace, which plans to be the first private firm to launch a satellite in the country. Keith Cowing, the founder of NASA Watch, is uncertain if the Chinese satellite launch firm is truly private.
We're not exactly certain if it's 100% private equity, if the Chinese government has anything involved. The rocket they're going to be using, the ZO-1, has a strong resemblance to either the CZ-11 launch vehicle or the DF-31 ballistic missile.
Telstar was launched in July 1962, becoming the first privately sponsored space mission. It managed to relay more than 400 telephone, telegraph and television transmissions before it failed. Decades later, the commercialization of space is racing ahead at warp speed. And the emergence of a private Chinese company to launch satellites shows the nation is flexing its space technology muscles, signalling Beijing's aim of becoming a global superpower.
Russell Padmore. Finally, members of the European Parliament have backed a ban on single-use plastics from 2021. In London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.